I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
FM Talk Podcast. This hour of The Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
The number of days that I've come on the air in the aftermath of a school shooting is just way too often. And, you know, I started seeing this kind of clear at around 8:45 this morning on Twitter, and then it didn't take too long. I think the shooting in Minneapolis was around 8:30, and Fox and all the networks were on it very shortly after that. Now we have, you know, more information and disturbing information about the shooter, who appeared to be trans, at one point was named Robert, changed his name to Robin, although I think everyone is saying him, Fred, in the coverage at this point. We have audio of the kid as well. Maybe one good thing here is that he's dead, you know, so we don't have to worry about that anymore, which is, I think, somewhat comforting. But Sue, here we go again, this time at a church. These kids were in mass when this happened. And, you know, usually, and I heard some of the experts talking about this, typically these do exist, the school shootings, in public schools, not private schools. Now, there is a bit of a trend here with some of these kids, including what happened in Nashville, being trans, and that's part of the equation. But I'm going to play you a couple of different things here before we get going. Brian Kilmeade's going to join us at around 3:18 with his take on this story and a bunch of others. But there's a couple of things that this kid left behind. One is a manifesto, and it's very detailed, and there's things that he wrote about everything from, you know, politics to his family, and he closes out with a P.S. that says, T, who I think is a sibling, get over yourself, make up with mom. So there's different things like that. This is from a video that he posted when...
A video?
Well, there's a video of a bunch of weapons and ammo that are sitting on a bed, it looks like. And on nearly every piece of ammo, or not on every bullet, but on the cartridges, you can see, you know, different words. And one thing I noticed, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Fred, one of the words on there was Rupnow, or Rupnow, R-U-P-N-O-W. That was an apparent reference to Natalie Rupnow, the teenager who shot and killed two people and then herself at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin last December. So there's all these little things that sort of pop up that may or may not have significance. I mean, on that particular weapon, it says Rupnow, and then it says follow me, exclamation point. It says pedos. I don't know if that's short for pedophiles. There is a... what looks like to be a broken heart written on part of the gun's handle. It's just bizarre. And then you have this video that was posted and uploaded to YouTube, which has been now taken down, but people grabbed it. Yeah, this is real.
Swing. Here's my note to my family. Wow, some English writing. Wow.
It's creepy. It is beyond creepy. Now, should you think I should take this guy live right now? Let's see. This is the Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. We have Brian O'Hara. We have some audio from him. Let's see what he's saying right now. He's doing a Q&A.
I'm just wondering if you have a suggestion for where we start to make sure it doesn't ever happen.
A little hard to hear the questions here.
Yeah, so the question was, where do we start to make sure this doesn't happen again? I don't have an answer for that at this time.
Aside from the fact that there is an idea that this might be investigated, maybe it already is, I'm not sure, my information, as a hate crime against Catholics, I'm asking you, perhaps, Archbishop, is this a line of investigation that you have opened?
So the question is this an investigation into a hate crime against Catholics? We don't have a motive at this time. Obviously, we're open to any possibilities at all, but we don't have a motive or anything to suggest that.
Do you know if there is any more safety, any more protective measures that are implemented at other Catholic schools throughout the Twin Cities or churches? I'm sure there are masses going around right now this afternoon.
Yeah.
Just a week out from, or a few days before the start of school.
Yeah. So the question is the concern for other churches, other schools around the metro. Unfortunately, this is something that our community has been dealing with for some time. You know, the threat of active shooters, the threat of hate crimes at houses of worship, unfortunately, is not something new here. And of course, our precinct inspectors, our crime prevention specialists, are available to work with both houses of worship, churches, and schools that do reach out to assist in any additional security measures or advice that we can offer them.
Are you aware if this is the first time that actually a Catholic mass has been targeted and there have been victims inside a Catholic church?
I'm going to cut out of this right now because he started talking maybe about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and Fred, you snagged the very beginning
right.
of the statement. So let's kind of rewind back to that where he answers some of the questions and kind of explains what happened earlier today. And by the way, there are two people who were killed in this, which is miraculous. I can't believe only two people were killed, 14 injured. The police chief does say that the people that are at the hospital are expected to survive, which is good news. He actually may say that here.
To this truly unthinkable tragedy that happened here earlier today, I want to make sure that we are providing the most accurate information possible, particularly as we speak around our victims. At this point, we know we have a total of 19 victims from this tragedy. Two were young children, ages 8 and 10, that were sitting in the pews at Mass when they were shot and killed. They were pronounced deceased on the scene. There were another 14 children between the ages of 6 and 15 that were injured by gunfire. There were also three adults in their 80s that were parishioners here attending Mass that were also shot in this incident. The families of all of the children that have been affected have been notified. The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter. At this stage, we believe that the shooter had acted alone. There is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack. Our investigators are working with other agencies in the process of executing four search warrants. One is for the church itself, where this crime occurred. The other three are residences nearby in the metro that are related to this shooter.
All right, so that's some of the basics of what happened. Let me play you some of the audio that we have from the witnesses, by the way. And, you know, he said three guns were used. In the video that he posted, there were more than three weapons that were on that. There were several semi-automatic weapons. There was a 9mm that he... I heard him say something about a 9mm. I didn't see the 9mm. I saw what appeared to be maybe a .357 Magnum revolver that he said he might need for himself. That might have been the gun that he used, you know, to kill himself. On some of the markings on the gun and ammo, I wrote some notes down. One said, suck on this. There was another note that said, where's your God? One said, for the children. One said, kick a spick. One said, fart N-word. One said, killer sadist. There was some reference to Israel with a Jewish star. So, and at one point in the audio, he says, I'm sorry to my family, but F those kids. Like, the whole thing is just bizarre. And speaking of kids, you know, I have a fifth grader, a 10-year-old little girl who's in school right now. This is a 10-year-old little boy who's a fifth grader at this school.
My friend, like, ran, kind of, someone helped him, like, run out. He saw him. He was wearing all black, and he had a ski mask on. I was down, so I didn't really look up. I mean, he's got shot through the stained glass windows, so they're probably ruined. And then my friend Victor, he was, like, laying on top of me, like, making sure I was safe, and he got hit. So that was really brave of him.
And you have a nick on your neck?
Yeah, that was, I don't even know what it's from. Kind of looks like debris or something.
The kid's just like, yeah, kind of looks like debris. 10-year-old kid telling that story. Here's another witness that said that he saw someone, like, running from the scene and then actually picked him up, one of the victims.
There was two cars in front of us that just stopped in front of the school. So we were, like, the third car behind. And I saw a man running up the street the other way, and he was frantically running. Like, he was running for his life. And so that kind of alerted me that something was wrong. We heard probably about 15 to 20 gunshots in about 30 seconds. So we just booked it. We took a left. We jumped on Harriet. You know, we drove by and we said, are you okay? Do you want to come in the car with us? And he said, yes, please. He's like, someone's shooting at me. We get in the car and we just ask him what's going on. He said that a man dressed in all black was firing shots, and he didn't see anything else besides what he was wearing, but he hit the ground. His hands were all beat up from hitting the ground so hard. Then he got up and he said, I have to start running. I have to go.
In these situations, I really don't like to give a lot of attention to the shooter and, you know, mention the name of the shooter. But when it comes to the manifesto, you know, you're starting to get some information about why maybe this happened. And I think the primary reason is this person was thoroughly and completely and way, way over the line mentally ill. I mean, completely sick. And writes in the manifesto, I have wanted this for so long. I'm not well. I'm not right. I'm a sad person haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. I'm severely depressed. I have been suicidal for years. Only recently have I lost all hope and, decided to perform my final action against this world. I don't want to kneel down for the injustices of this world. I want to die. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees constantly in pain. Well, you could have taken care of that yourself without
killing
kids. Taking
out kids.
Right, exactly. That's the thing that always is completely bizarre in this situation. So we're all over it. We're going to cover that. If there's any more live news conferences or information, we'll certainly get to that. We have Brian Kilmeade coming up next as we get rolling here on a Wednesday afternoon edition of The Mark Reardon Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Okay, crazy afternoon. I mentioned Azra Nomani. She's coming up after the bottom of the hour. And some of this stuff, you know, Sue, one thing I noticed with the Cracker Barrel thing, and I don't know if you're dialed into this, Steak and Shake got very active. Like, the official account of... It's interesting... But now there's an explanation for it. And I'm going to fill you in. And Azra will tell you that story after the bottom of the hour. Right now, Brian Kilmeade back with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Brian, how are you?
Oh, good, Mark. How are you?
Well, you know, in the open of the show here a few minutes ago, I played some audio that Fox had aired of a 10-year-old little kid who was a witness to this shooting in Minneapolis. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and it's just heartbreaking. Every time I hear about one of these things, you know, Twitter started getting active pretty quickly around 8:45 or 9 with reports out of Minneapolis. Obviously, there's still a lot of questions that we don't know, but here we go again. And this is another, you know, I heard even someone on the network talking about how this is a little rare because most of these shootings do take place at public schools, not a Catholic school or a church like this one. So again, another devastating story. Brian, I think it's a miracle that more people weren't killed. I don't know about you.
Yeah, miracle's a tough word, but this guy's just a psycho. I just watched an 11-minute video that he did prior, and he's absolutely twisted, beyond twisted. The ramifications for this go forever. I mean, kids are going to be seeing this, internalizing this, that are that age. They're going to be talking about it as if they experienced it, let alone the kids that actually experienced it. So this, to me, is just horrific. And again, Catholic, on one of the, some of the ammo was kill Trump. Horrible things that they wrote. So it's anti-religious, anti-kids. It is anti-Trump. It is, I guess this kid is trans. I guess he's going to blame society for that. So there's a lot of issues to uncover here, but mostly it's horrific.
Yeah, it just is. And, you know, I think about, obviously, the kids that died and maybe the death toll will rise because of kids being in the hospital. But I can't even imagine, you know, going back to my daughter, having to deal with this and think about this all the time moving forward, you know, the PTSD angle of it. And it's just, I don't know, maybe it's not, it shouldn't be worse when it's kids involved, but it certainly seems that way. And I think our reaction is more emotional when there's children involved like this, especially just, you know, going to a mass at a Catholic church. Let's talk about a couple other things that are happening right now. How do you think that this is going in D.C. with the federal takeover, with the National Guard? The numbers seem pretty good. Of course, Trump kind of dabbling with sending federal law enforcement to Chicago and Baltimore. Brandon Johnson standing defiantly, even though his city's falling apart. What do you make of this moving forward, Brian?
Well, it's a lot closer to you. You know that Chicago's a mess. I mean, if I'm going to sit there and say everything's going down, all the numbers are going down, it's getting safer every day. It's just not true. Murders are down, but shootings are terrible. And vehicle theft is up 80%. I mean, assaults are down slightly, but the numbers are way too high. It's still number one in all the wrong categories. So for them to sit there as if they're doing a victory dance, as if the war is over, is insane. But the good news is these people don't represent the people the small section of people that elected them. Do you think people in Chicago go, okay, honey, there really is no danger. I just watched our mayor speak on TV for Donald Trump not to come.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know that they know the answer to all this stuff? This is why Trump won. You could sit there and say all this political correctness and birthing people and going back to the dumb language and blaming America as a terrible place, 1619 Project. Okay, I'm not going to go protest. I'm not going to go buy some oak tag and march in front of the city hall. But I got to vote, and I'm not buying this. And if you're going to say it in school, I'm going to leave that school. And America's just had it.
Well, absolutely they've had it. You know, we saw a lot of evidence of this. I go back to last year, Bill Malusian doing some great reporting along the border with all these immigrants streaming over for the past few years. And then, you know, people in Chicago in particular, this happened in other cities, but I remember playing audio, and I know Fox aired audio from residents of Chicago that were pissed off about the migrants, about the migrant crime, about not being attended to, even though they were taxpayers, and the priorities just being completely out of whack from the mayor of Chicago, which is pretty consistent in that state.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point that you brought up. Remember, they told us for the longest time, it is global migration. That's what happens at the border, and nobody's getting in. I mean, we're handling it. We're screening them, and we're, you know, it's horrible that the governor of Texas is busing them. But besides that, everything's going according to plan. There is no problem. Our border is not open. Our border is not broken. And we look at that and we say, well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. I had to go drop my kid at soccer practice. Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Does everybody know this guy's Mayorkas is lying? Yeah. But are we loud by nature? Is he ever a middle class family with three kids still doing a million things? Do they have time to become an activist?
No.
But it doesn't mean they don't get it.
Right. Yeah. They're just trying to raise their families like everyone else. All right. I would be in the, I guess I would call it the Jonathan Turley camp on this flag burning issue. I've always defended, despite it being reprehensible and despicable, the First Amendment right for people to burn flags in protest. However, I do think that the executive order is a little nuanced because it focuses somewhat on, you know, incitement of a riot. Now, we have statutes that address that as well. But what are your thoughts on the penalizing of flag burning? There's one thing I do know. I think it'd be very popular to say that even with Democrats to penalize flag burning. But there are constitutional issues here.
There is. And what they told me, what Trey Gowdy said on my radio show yesterday is, Justice Scalia came up and said, I hate it, but if I really like the First Amendment, that's your First Amendment. You're speaking out. You're allowed to speak out against America, and that's what that is. Trey Gowdy goes, I'd get him on arson. You can't take something and burn in the middle of a roadway. That's dangerous. So, but in this way, it's a wink and a nod. It's a flag. So I do know this is the sentiment. Trump can't go wrong. But if you look at the legal argument, which very few are equipped to have, obviously, I think that we've been over this. I feel like we were over this 20 years ago.
Yeah, yes.
And
we
when
were.
Justice
it's because we
Scalia,
were.
Everyone's standard bearer for conservatism, ruled that way. To me, it's game, set, match. But am I mad at Trump for doing that? Absolutely not. However, the 600,000 Chinese students.
Yeah.
I'm extremely mad.
Yeah.
600,000, that's different. I think he's way off on that. I would say 60 tops. So I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that one confused me as well, not going to lie. And that one hasn't gotten as much attention this week either. Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. All right, you know, let me just address the issue of access for the president. You interviewed him on your show a couple of weeks ago. He has been on every time I feel like I look at Fox, he's on answering questions. He had cabinet meeting, what was it, number 7, even though Joe Biden didn't even eclipse that number after 4 years in office. So his access to the media this week alone is just, it's just incredible how much communication is going on with this president directly with members of the media, Brian.
I think it's for us. I think that he's looking past the media and looking at us. Not me and you, me and you as American citizens. I think that he uses the media, takes a question, and he'll go, okay, that's a dumb question. You're just a hater. Or ABC, that's not even a network. Now let me just answer the question. Now let me talk to the people.
Yeah.
So I think that he wants to communicate with us constantly. And there's no notes. It's what he's dealing with every day. And I think a lot of it is he sounds a lot of it out. You know, he's sounding it out now. You know, let me start. This is what we should do. You know, this flag is unconstitutional. You know what? This crime, this is an 80-20 issue. Next thing you know, suddenly Johnson and Thune are going to be offering a massive crime bill in the fall. But he's workshopping it through the media, using them as a split rail fence. But he's seen clearly we're on the other side.
Yeah, and then continue, you know, polling numbers. And I can't remember if we talked about this last week. The New York Times did the, it was a pretty good segment on these voter registration numbers that have kicked way over to the Republican side. But again, I know there's a lot of time to work with. You know, I said this to a guest yesterday, Cassie Smedley. I said, let's see where we are, you know, a year from now heading into these midterms. Maybe the economy is cratering. Maybe other things are happening. But there does not seem to be a definitive answer, Brian, to what the Democrats stand for at all outside of hating Trump. That's really the only thing that they have right now.
I mean, I don't know if you, Mark Penn on TV today, Democratic strategist, Karl Rove on radio today, Republican strategist, but understands he's got to know his opponent inside and out. He does a lot of appearances with David Axelrod. They become really fast friends, so they get it. And they know they're not messaging. And it was brought up to me, like, why the hell did they have that Minneapolis conference in front of cameras? It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them. For them to come out there and say that what they're doing now, picking up illegal immigrants, is worse than the pandemic. To come out and
it's crazy.
Say, I hate these red hats.
It's ridiculous. And yeah. Trump, Tim Walz, what a clown show we avoided just with him.
Well,
you could just focus on him, right?
Remember, Minneapolis is the haven for trans. How's that gonna sound today as he addresses the media shortly?
We'll see, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this kid is. He's got two names. He has got two genders. I just watched a tape of him reading the instructions to some type of manual. I mean, this guy's twisted. Not that I care what he said, but you just see him. And then I listened to this 11-minute tape, and hopefully if people do want to find out what goes on in this guy's head before – he would shoot children in a church. Children in a church. And he says that he goes, these kids will die. So there's nothing by accident. This is some of the twisted things out there right now. And now you got to worry about kids going to church. You got to worry about private school. We're always worried about schools. But then you would think on the first day of school when the kids go to church in a Catholic school that wouldn't be a target, but it is when you shoot from the outside in.
I suppose I'm obligated here before we close to ask you about Cracker Barrel. I will tell you just candidly, I never really got the whole controversy about this. I get people being a little put off by removing the old dude in the barrel, but man, that thing took on a life of its own, and then it shifted real quickly yesterday afternoon, didn't it, Brian?
And then they switched every logo back, and the stock jumped up again. Okay. But in looking back, they do have to do a refresher. They say shares of Cracker Barrel had jumped after this move back, but the price has been down 55% over the last 55 after the last 5 years. So if you're the CEO, you got to make a change. But if you're the CEO, you change by alienating. You add, you don't subtract. You build on the legacy and modernize it. Let them know we're not your old Cracker Barrel anymore. We're the restaurant you can count on, but we're offering so much more. You got to come see us. As opposed to, we apologize for putting a white guy whose slang term is cracker next to a barrel.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stick by this since we talk a lot about President Trump. If you go back to the 80s, his mantra from the book, I think, was even no publicity is bad publicity. More people are talking about Cracker Barrel than ever before in history combined. So I'm guessing they may still get some packed reservations because of all the attention. What's coming up on your show on Sunday night, Brian?
We're going to go. I'm going to speak to this guy. He's fascinating. He's the author of Apple in China, Patrick McGee, how China captured Apple. And without Apple, they wouldn't have any electric cars. They would have no mass production. Now they have something like 40 million engineers that Apple trained, and they no longer need Apple. You wouldn't have Huawei. They stole all the technology, and now they have all the manufacturing. And Apple is really being held hostage. So I'm going to factor in that along with the AI race, as well as how that factors in with energy with Lee Zeldin. And then we are going to, I know we have a special guest in the B block, and that...
It's someone damn good. I can put money on that, Brian Kilmeade. Listen, you have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy that new puppy. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. All right. I will talk to you soon. Go
all
get
right.
him.
Thanks, Brian. See ya. I can tell that Brian does not like leaving us, you know, on a limb. He was struggling there to find that other guest, which he probably still is thinking about it, but I appreciate him coming on this afternoon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Well, we'll continue to cover the shooting and the tragedy in Minneapolis with two dead, the number of injured now up to 17. You know, Sue, yesterday we were on the air when this Cracker Barrel story broke about them going back to the old logo, which I think, you know, I had even telegraphed earlier in the show that that might happen. And one thing that confused me in the aftermath of all this, remember I said I didn't really understand why there was so much hoopla around this. I get that we focus on Bud Light, et cetera, but we love our Steak and Shake here in St. Louis, right? So I noticed that the official account of Steak and Shake, which is at Steak and Shake on, just with an N, of course, on the X formerly Twitter, they got right on top of this. And they said sometimes people want to change things just to put their own personality on things. At CB Cracker Barrel, their goal is to delete the personality altogether, hence the elimination of the, quote, old-timer from the signage. Heritage is what got Cracker Barrel this far, and now the CEO wants to scrape it all away. At Steak and Shake, we take pride in our history, our families, and American values. All are welcome. We will never market ourselves away from our past in a cheap effort to gain the approval of trend seekers. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty aggressive, like, for another restaurant. But there's an explanation to this. Azra Nomani is with us, a regular on the show. We love her. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network and the founder of the Pearl Network. And you, Azra, wrote a great piece that connects the dots for me, and I appreciate it so much.
I'm so glad. But, yeah, you didn't understand. Why would they go out and take a risk, right?
I didn't get it. And then, you know, if you look at the timeline on Twitter, they're super aggressive about this all the way up until yesterday and beyond. So put this together for my listeners.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So first of all, if nobody knows, Cracker Barrel, it goes back to 1969. Right. And I remember that year because that's the year I arrived in the United States of America.
Awesome.
So a moment of history. So here we have this, you know, restaurant chain. It's based in Tennessee, and it's moving along. And then it gets this investor in the 2000s, 2011. And it's this man who is a self-made millionaire in the United States. His dad fled Iran, if you can believe this story. And he was worked under the Shah Reza Pahlavi. The Iranian theocracy came in. You would have never expect this story, right, with Cracker Barrel?
Right.
But then, yeah. So it's so interesting when you go back to origin stories. So this young man, Sardar Biglari is his name. He becomes a millionaire in his 20s. He creates some tech companies, and dad has a Persian carpet business. You know, like it's just like the quintessential immigration story. So there they are in San Antonio, and he gets money. He makes money, and he creates this investment house. And what does he invest in? He invests in Cracker Barrel. And he also goes on to invest in your favorite
Steak and Shake.
Yes, exactly. So, and then Fridays, Western Sizzling, like a whole series. You get the theme here.
Yeah.
So he successfully becomes the CEO of Steak and Shake. So this is the story. This is why Steak and Shake is now invested in Cracker Barrel, because that same the CEO then tries to get things straight at Cracker Barrel. But he's got a board and a CEO that precedes the current CEO who just think he's egomaniac. There's an article that somebody published that he's an evil genius. You know, there's just like, he's like, sometimes when I used to cover the airline industry, they called him gadflies, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Pests. But you know, the guy, he's running, like you said, Steak and Shake, and you like it. So that's the backstory here, is that Steak and Shake is moving along. Cracker Barrel is then got this CEO that we now know more about, and we now know that they had the sins of the past, because in 1991, they didn't actually allow anybody who was gay to work at the company.
Okay.
for a while. But then, you know, then America, like that kind of discrimination or that kind of.
Well, it's a very different time. Yeah. The 80s and 90s, very different time. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like everybody was like living in the closet. You know, there was like just I grew up in that time. Right. Like it was just everything was emerging and policies were emerging, workplace policies. So then it was just a matter of months, and then it became equal opportunity, and there wasn't that discrimination, but, you know, they had that little blight, right? And so then over the 2000s, they started doing this rainbow rocking chairs, you know, that became controversial for people. But the thing is with Sardar Biglari is that he didn't actually protest any of that stuff. He was just like, you're wasting your money. Like what happened is last May, the CEO just had this investor call, and she said, we're going to pump $700 million. Like this is like not
right,
not underestimation here. $700 million, she said, over the next 3 years into rebranding and refurbishing our restaurants. And that's when Biglari was like, waste of money, waste of time. And the quote that I liked the best from him was, when the company was created in 1969, it was already dated because it had this 1920s motif. So that's the backstory.
Yeah, so he actually writes a 7-page letter to shareholders, and he says Cracker Barrel is not a broken brand, but it has a broken board. So that happens last year, and throughout
last
all
year.
This, there's, you know, there's obviously, you know, the ranks are not all happy here. There's dissension among the ranks, and then this happens, and when it happens, boy, he decides to get very public with his criticism on the Steak and Shake website, right?
Yeah, because, like, the board blew him off. Like, he tried to get a seat or two on the board, and they convinced the shareholders to vote against him. And these are big names. Like, BlackRock is a huge investor also in Cracker Barrel, you know? So this is, like, what I think none of us really realize when we go, hey, let's go get dinner at, you know, Panera or whatever. You know, we don't think about the money that is invested in these corporations, right? And that's what he has been a part of. And he fired off these PowerPoints. And the point of my piece and on Fox Business, or if people can just Google literally Cracker Barrel and my name, and you'll find the piece right away, is I wanted to just show that, like, this is not just a story of, like, political correctness gone awry. This is a story of corporate myopia. You know, like, they just put blinders on to a guy who they might not have liked, but he was giving some legit corporate feedback, let's say. And they just barreled ahead, no pun intended. and they completely, you know, then they had this fiasco, and that's what he predicted.
Yeah, he says, let me make my position clear. The company's $700 million remodel plan will not work! Exclamation point. He seems like he's getting part of that right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's him trolling again, and he has a red cap. Because now, famously, he bought Maxim magazine too.
I'm yes, sure
everybody
I saw
got that.
That
in their on their coffee table, and he endorsed Donald Trump for president in the 2024 election, and he created this red cap, in which he, you know, created a meme. Big Laurie was correct, and then fire the CEO.
Yeah, it says fire Cracker Barrel CEO. The Steak and Shake, for those people who do not follow Steak and Shake, and I just started, and if you haven't seen some of this that he's posted in the last week, it's quite entertaining. Yeah, he has, even they say hats for sale soon. Big Laurie was right about Cracker Barrel, kind of, you know, making reference to the hat that Trump wore. And then when Trump goes on Truth Social about the old logo, they say, great idea, Mr. President. We appreciate your sage advice. So it was fascinating. I'm so glad I saw your column, Azra, because that tied it together. It was mysterious to me why another restaurant chain would be that aggressive. But now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then people will say, why do we care? Why should we care? But I just want to remind everybody, St. Louis, what was it the home of? TWA.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget. I was a Cub airline reporter at the Wall Street Journal, and I covered it when Carl Icahn bought TWA. And TWA is gone now. That TWA was the airplane that brought me to America from India. It was like a knife in my heart covering those stories. I talked to the pilots, the unions, the flight attendants, the middle managers losing jobs. These are important stories because a business is also an employer, right? And it's a life. Like, we go, this is where people have date night, you know? So there's like so many implications for society that business has that's why we have to pay attention.
Absolutely. Look, we had, you know, that was devastating. We lost a big Chrysler plant in the area that I live right now. So I can appreciate that for sure. Azra, you're always fantastic as a guest. I'm glad you wrote the column. Thank you so much and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Okay, take care. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah.
And again, I have to send this to my wife because she was the one that put in on my radar that Steak and Shake was involved. I'm like, that seems weird, but not so weird anymore, I guess. Sometimes it's very difficult for me to pick, like, you know, we do in 2 hours audio cut of the day, and I always kind of go to the that one piece of audio. Unfortunately, today, you know, we may have to go in the direction of this terrible shooting in Minneapolis. However, here is a strong contender, and this is one of those, you know, Sue, we have to be Ethan and Fred and I, and we all have to be kind of aware that AI might play a role in some of this stuff. And we've been tricked a couple of times. I'll send some audio to Ethan, and we'll discover, no, that's not real. But what I'm about to play to you is rather stunning. It really is, and I think it's real, and every indication is it's real. It's Muriel Bowser, who is the mayor of Washington, D.C., and of course, not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump decided to get involved with the National Guard and do something about crime in the D.C. area. It was roundly criticized and continues to be criticized by people on the left, including the legacy media. They don't get why Donald Trump is trying to address the issue of crime. Now, from the beginning, Muriel Bowser kind of straddled a little bit of a line here, recognizing that her city does have safety issues, but also blasted the president for having the National Guard move in. But listen to what she said today about one particular aspect of the crime figures, and that's carjackings.
And we greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city. The most significant thing that we are highlighting today is the area of crime that was most troubling for us in 2023. Now, we have driven it down over the last years, but I'm going to get my glasses so I can make sure I can see it correctly.
She wants to make sure she gets it correctly, but let me kind of recap. So it was the number of carjacking she's going to address, that's what she's talking about. It had begun to go down, right? It started to go down, but it wasn't really at a number that they were comfortable with. But listen to what's happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, she's got her glasses on checking this out.
But for carjackings, the difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C.
I'm sorry.
Did you catch that? Did you catch?
I think I got
87% reduction in the last 2 weeks.
Yep. We know that when carjackings go down, when the use of gun goes down, when homicide or robbery go down, neighborhoods feel safer and are safer.
Yeah.
So this surge has been important to us for that reason.
How dare that fascist Donald Trump send troops into Washington, D.C.? And how dare the whole thing work in reducing carjackings over the course of 1 year by 87%, which, again, a lot of those are gun crimes.
Yep.
So it's weird to me. So it's so confusing. I don't know how this would apply to maybe a city like St. Louis. How would showing criminals that there are police on the streets and that if you do something and get arrested, there might be consequences, how would that reduce crime? I'm very confused. It's not like that's not something we've been talking about literally now for, well, I would say certainly since 2014 and Mike Brown. But that is quite the soundbite with Muriel Bowser having to eat a lot of her
love
words.
Love it.
And I hope it gets a lot of attention.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.